The Browns stunned the NFL this past weekend, making a flurry of trades within 36 hours. The team addressed its ever-changing quarterback situation, letting go of the struggling DeShone Kizer. WKSU's Amanda Rabinowitz talked to our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the deals.
It was quite something when the Browns made all these moves because we're not used to that. We're not used to the Browns making moves, especially at a time when it didn't seem like anybody else was.
That is the remarkable thing, Amanda. Right before the free agency period begins, the Browns made several significant trades. And I know all the years I follow the Browns, they've never done this. And frankly, I don't recall too many other teams doing this. But the Browns decided to do, these were a bunch of preemptive strikes. In other words, John Dorsey, who's the new general manager, took what I thought was a very realistic view of free agency. I mean, you, even just as a casual follower of the Browns, are free agents lining up to come here?
No. Because this is a team that went 0-16 last season. The season before that won one game.
Even if you want to dial it back, another one, three games. So basically, you've won four games in 3 years. You've been through 28 different quarterbacks. This is where quarterbacks go to die. John Dorsey realized even you may end up offering the most money, and the quarterback may just say, no, I don't think so. So what he did was he looked around to see what team had kind of a decent quarterback who's probably overpaid, and that team was ready to move on from him.
And that was the Buffalo Bills.
Tyrod Taylor. And so what he did, he traded a third-round pick to Buffalo for Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
His contract for this upcoming season is $16 million. So now John Dorsey and the Browns don't have to sit there and try to figure out which free agent quarterback they could get or whatever. They have one before free agency begins. Now, why do you think Tyrod Taylor would be any good for the Browns?
Playing in Buffalo, he's used to playing in the cold, bitter winters.
That's a big thing. Because, you know, we've seen some of these southern quarterbacks come in here. Not just Johnny Manziel, but, you know, Brandon Whedon was one, Colt McCoy. They struggled with all this snow and cold and wind. Secondly, what kind of franchise is Buffalo
been? I was just going to say, but the Buffalo Bills, Tyrod Taylor took them to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years?
How about that? The Bills were out of the playoffs longer than the Browns. So he's been in a bad situation in cold weather, and he made them better. But if you're Cleveland, you're not the Bills. You had nothing. In fact, when all this began, all the quarterbacks in the Browns roster, DeShone Kizer, Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan, not a single one had won one NFL game. That's kind of unprecedented. Maybe somewhere there was a group of quarterbacks on a roster for a full year, and none of them had a single win. The coaches know Tyrod Taylor will not mess up the game. How many interceptions did he throw last year?
Just four.
And the Browns threw 28.
So they have their quarterback, and they're still anticipated to draft a quarterback number one.
Exactly. This is the idea where Tyrod Taylor could play. I mean, I like Josh Rosen from UCLA. Other people like Sam Darnold for USC. Some people like Baker Mayfield. There's different guys to pick from. But they could pick this guy at number one and not have to play him right away on a bad team. The other thing I like about Tyrod Taylor, in 3 years, he only missed two games due to injury. So that's good. So it was a preemptive strike there. The same thing with the receiver, Jarvis Landry.
Mm-hmm. From Miami.
From Miami. Miami didn't want to pay him. He's not a big play receiver. He's a first down machine. Realistically, after I'm saying, these are not, quote, franchise changers. But if you're a Browns fan and suddenly your team could win four or five, six games, and you could actually watch the games and see some level of professional play as opposed to all these mistakes all over the place, that's real progress.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.